has won cash and prizes totaling $64,964. Today, one of our contestants could win a pair of fur jackets, a gold camera, a diamond bracelet, or a trip to Jamaica, and continue a journey towards a fortune in cash and prizes, including this Mercury Cougar and $50,000 in cash. In total, over $100,000 on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Delighted to have you with us. Nice to have you with us for Sale of the Century. If you've been with us for the last eight shows, you know that our champion, a very fine player, has cleared every prize off the board. He's got a beautiful sports car. He's got a great trips, fur coats, the whole... Everything but two cash prizes up there on the board. There are only two things left, $3,000 in cash and $10,000 in cash. Should he win today by even $1, he would get one of those two. So it is a very, very important match for our champion, Curtis Warren. Hi, Curtis. Good to see you again. I can only say good luck. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Good luck. Here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. Hello, Summer.
Thank you.
Isn't that funny? Came down to just the two cash prizes for the champion.
I wouldn't mind having one of them either.
No. Who'd you bring us?
He has a fun occupation originally from Palo Alto, California. Let's hear it for Bob Moog.
Hello there, Bob.
And he's a real music man from Dallas, Texas. Put your hands together for Rick Brada.
Hi there, Rick. Thank you, Summer. We'll see you later with some bargains. We gentlemen over there today. Rick, you are a real music man.
That's right. I enjoy attending and seeing musicals.
Did you do them as well?
I do them as well, yeah. Yep. I like to participate.
Oh, what's your favorite?
The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, that would be a lot of fun. Good.
Yeah.
Nice to have you here.
Nice
Bob,
to be here.
You have a fun occupation. Talking about fun, what's that?
Well, a friend of mine from college and I started a game company. And we make games and market and manufacture them and sell them all through the world.
Oh, terrific. Sounds like fun. Have you made up new games yourself?
Yeah, we have one type of game that is designed around murders and mysteries.
Oh, well, yeah. Good luck with this. Sounds like it's very inventive. Nice to have you here. Good luck to all three of you. $20 will start you all off, and we'll get into the match with this. On television, he was faster than a speeding bullet, Curtis.
Superman.
And he's fast with that buzzer. It is indeed Superman. $5 for the correct answer. Curtis goes to 25. What is the traditional color of the ribbon awarded to the winner, Rick?
Red.
No. In the competition, it is a blue ribbon. You get the blue ribbon, the winner, and you lose 5 for the incorrect answer, Rick, down to 15. You're sitting in your car waiting as a covered hopper, a gondola, Pullman, Curtis?
Trains?
Yeah, what are you waiting for? You're right, you're waiting for a train. $5 on the plus side again for Curtis, the 30. In the old saying, heaven helps those, Curtis?
Who help themselves.
Yes, indeed, and Curtis has helped himself to a $15 lead over Bob. How do you cook steak tartare, Curtis?
You don't.
No, you don't. That's raw. You're right. Curtis goes to 40. Well, in an important match is kind of interesting because it's time for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Curtis, $20 lead over Bob, closing in on two big cash prizes, but you could pick up some nice things along the way. How about this?
Curtis, let's throw a little light on this instant bargain with the Harris lamp in hand-blown and etched glass with a nightlight in brass and fan-pleated linen fabric shade furnished by Harris Lamps. And it's normally priced at $300. But today on Sale of the Century, the year's for only $5.
Couple of nice matching lamps, beautiful lamps. $300 worth of lamps and only $5.
Well, I guess those lamps would light up my life, wouldn't they?
Yes. Well, Debbie Boone, I'll give you $200. I'll give you $200 for saying that. He's buying. He's closing in on some big things, and he's buying. You've got the lamps, $200 in cash, a $500 bargain for just $5. As we knock it off his score, he still has a three-question lead over Bob. Back with us. What famous band leader starts his musical numbers, Rick?
Lawrence Welk.
By saying a one and a two, you're right. Lawrence Welk it is. Rick goes back. What prompted you to say that, Rick?
Oh, he's my favorite.
Oh, okay. And you're back to 20. Which president gave his name to the state capital of Nebraska? Bob.
Lincoln.
Lincoln is right, and Bob goes to 25. And then Santa Curtis. Which of our wars is the subject of the novel The Red Badge, Curtis?
The Civil War.
Red Badge of Courage is indeed the Civil War, Curtis. Just be found with the buzzer. Back to the $40 mark. Well, it's time now for the Fame Game. Playing for control of the Fame Game board and a lot of information about a famous person. I am an actor and writer, born in a poor, tough section of New York City in 1946. I was booted out of 14 schools. Curtis.
Sylvester Stallone.
You're right. It is Sylvester Stallone. Well done. Curtis, with control of that board, very important for the champion, closing in on big things. Where's the $10 money card, Sarah?
Behind the number 6.
Prize is behind the other 8. The lights are flashing. We lock those lights into your buzzer. If you can stop it on the $10, we'll add it to your score. Good luck.
Number $10.
Just buy it. Number 9, what does he get?
Shoes for walking in the woods or anywhere. Handcrafted shoes made with prime American leather linings and uppers. Furnished by Maine Woods.
$500 worth of shoes, Curtis. Yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. The champion's got the lead, closing in on a lot of cash. We'll see if he can do it a little later. Right now, we'll take time out for this. $3,000, $10,000, or he's all done. That's what it's going to be as our champion has the lead right now. Curtis at 40 and Bob, who's just been beaten to the buzzer on a few, in second place at 25. Rick at 20. Back with us. This French dessert is a full... Curtis.
Custard.
No. Folded pancake heated in a sauce of orange liqueur and served flaming. That's crepe Suzette. And Curtis loses 5, down to 35. $10 lead. What is the official song of the president of the United... Curtis?
Hail to the chief.
That's the one. Curtis gets that 5 right back. A pseudonym is a fictitious... Curtis?
Name.
Name is right. As he again beats Bob. Bob's looking at him like, doggone it. I'm going so quick and you're a little quicker. Although it comes from the Latin word for 7, Bob...
Wait out.
Well, you beat it in the buzzer, Bob.
That's what I wanted to do.
It's the Latin word for 7. It's actually our 9th month. That is September. And Bob takes a backward step, losing 5, down to 20. Curtis, you stretch the lead out again. $25 lead over Rick and Bob. And something very interesting. Oh, look at this.
Curtis, here's a cute gift for that cute little dish. KitchenAid's Imperial Portable Dishwasher converts to a built-in when remodeling your building. Has a special soak cycle, energy saver, and a hardwood cutting board top. Furnished by KitchenAid. And it's normally priced at $699. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $10.
Little Orphan Annie. 47 years old, never grew any pupils in her eyes. And Dara, that's very nice. She wore an outfit from home. I love it. It's just good. Curtis, $699 for the dishwasher.
Will that deal wash me up, Jim?
That's up to you, Curtis. But if you bought it for 10 bucks, your lead would be cut to 15. If you bought it, I won't help you get washed up. I'll help you with a little soap. I'll help you to the tune of $500. He's buying. He is buying again. $500 cash, the dishwasher for 10 bucks. Taking the chance that he can win. We knock it off his score. $15 lead over Rick and Bob. He is confident. A female deer is a doe. Curtis.
A ewe.
No. What is a male deer? It is a buck. And you lose 5 down to 30. $10 lead over the challengers. What country was ruled by a prime minister named... Curtis.
Israel.
That's sure funny. Pierre Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Israel. No, that's Canada, Curtis. At a $5 lead. In what U.S. state would you find the Painted Desert, Curtis?
Arizona.
Arizona's right. Gets that 5 back on a $10 lead. What disease is prevented by the Sabin vaccine? Curtis.
Polio.
Polio was right. And again, that $15 lead. Name the sexy singer whose husbands have included Greg Allman and Curtis.
Cher.
Cher is right, and a $20 lead for the champion. He comes right back whenever something goes wrong. Talking about Cher, I guess she should know something about this. Cher says that the trouble with some women is that they get excited about nothing and then marry him. We'll be right back. To give our champion Curtis Warren a lot of credit. Every time he takes a couple of backward steps, he just bounces right back again, and he's back into the lead again. Curtis at 40, Bob and Rick both at 20. We'll add a $15 money card to the board as we go back to the Fame Game. And gentlemen, if one of you can hit that, you're within a question of the champion. This is a famous thing. I am imaginary, yet I was very real to many people of both Europe and America. Indian tribes of Central America thought I was located in the Bahamas, where Spanish explorers searched for me. Rick.
The City of Gold?
Incorrect. Out of the rest of the question, worth a try. You don't lose any money. You're playing for control of the board, so you stay at 20. However, you're out of the rest of the question, so we will clear it. And Curtis doesn't want any more.
The Fountain of Youth.
And that's what it is, the Fountain of Youth. Yes. Yes, well, our lockout had to clear before you could hit it. He didn't want any more information. He's got control. Where's the other money cart?
Behind the five.
Two of them up there, Curtis. Good luck.
15. Come on, $15.
No, missed it. What does he get behind number eight?
A metal detector. A White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. Furnished by White's Electronics.
$499 metal detector. I was just thinking, either Curtis loved that metal detector or he is the greatest actor I've ever seen in my entire life. Let's get back. Rick, you're back in now, all three of you. According to legend, what sport was invented by a gym teacher, Curtis?
Basketball.
Named Naismith, you are right. It is basketball, and again, a good anticipation. In the Nixon administration, what cabinet post was held by Bob?
Secretary of the Treasury.
By John Mitchell, that is the Attorney of the General. You lose five, down to 15. What French phrase is used to describe individually priced... Rick?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Oh, dishes on the menu. I thought you might get them individually priced. A la carte. A la carte. Rick loses five, down to 15. Curtis, stretch that lead out again. $30 lead. Oh, you've got it. 11-year-old daughter. Oh, look at this.
Curtis, here's an instant bargain you just may want to sleep on. This luxurious bed. A full-size bed in a classic design. Elegant scrolls of wrought iron combined with decorative brass highlights. Furnished by Corsican. And it's normally priced at $1,100. But today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $16.
Isn't that pretty? That's nice. And actually, it comes a little longer than this, too, is if you get the thing, Curtis. It's beautiful. Do you like the bed?
I love the bed. It looks a little short for me.
That's right. What's your daughter's name?
Krista.
Krista. Krista, do you like the bed? Krista likes the
bed. Krista likes the bed.
Oh, boy, Curtis.
Well, I guess I'm just not going to be able to do without it, Jim.
No. $1,100 bed for 16 bucks. You'd get that for Krista? Would you think about getting that for Krista? Nice father that you are.
The price is a little steep.
The price is going to stay where it is, $16. But I will give you $500 in cash. He's buying again. $16 he spends, got a beautiful bed for his daughter, Krista, $500 in cash for himself, but he has cut his lead, and he's now at 29 with Bob and Rick at 15. Did he make the right decision? We'll find out after this. Krista, enjoy the bed. And again, the champion does some buying, taking the chance, but his lead now is cut to less than three questions. It is Curtis at 29, Bob and Rick both at 15, back with us for five. The author of the novel Catcher in the Rye, Curtis.
J.D. Salinger.
Salinger it is, as Curtis beats Bob to the buzzer, just over the $30 mark. Bob is shaking his head. Bob, I know you've got the knowledge. He is just very quick getting it out. In the Revolutionary War, General Cornwallis surrendered. Curtis.
At Yorktown.
More, please.
Yorktown, Virginia.
That's what I wanted. What state is Yorktown? You are right, Virginia. It is, and he had more than he needed, up to 39. Well done. In the film The Caine Mutiny, what tough guy actor, Bob?
Humphrey Bogart.
He portrayed Queeg. You are right, Bob, back to the $20 mark. Now then, all three money cards are going to be on the board, including one, a big one, for $25. And Rick or Bob, if either of you hit it, either one of you would be in the lead. Rick, by a dollar if you were to hit it. Final crack of the fame game. Famous person. I am a woman born in Virginia about 1595 with the name Matuaka. Bob.
Pocahontas.
That's right. That is exactly who it is. Well done. Well, Bob, you've got a shot at it now. Where's that $25 money card?
Behind the four.
Three big money cards. You're trailing by $19. Bob, good luck.
Let's go money, 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 money.
No, he missed it. What do you get behind number one?
Gold-plated flatware. Right. Oneida Silver Smith's elegant gold-plated flatware, a 40-piece service parade in the Golden Country Lane pattern, plus the Royal Treasure Chest, furnished by Oneida Silversmiths.
I tell you, that is $700 worth of flatware.
That's great. Bob
looks so thrilled about that, he may even have Curtis in the metal detector go looking for it out there if he loses any of it. Well, a big match comes down to the wire, and if Curtis wins, he's going to be at least $3,000, maybe $10,000 richer. He's got the lead. We finish it up with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Curtis at 39, Bob at 20, Rick at 15, but I've got a lot of questions as we start the speed round now. In slang, what is a man's better half? Curtis.
His wife.
Right. What is the capital city of Arizona? Rick.
Phoenix.
Right. What kind of soup is described by the words Manhattan? Curtis.
Clam chowder.
Right. Who starred in the title role of TV's Bob?
It was,
Time.
Wait, oh, James
Time.
Garner.
The height of what animal is measured in hands? Curtis.
Giraffe.
Wrong. Name the palace which is the London residence of Queen Elizabeth. Curtis.
Buckingham.
Right. What kind of animal is a terrapin? Curtis.
It's some sort of feline animal.
Wrong. All for one and one for all. Bob.
And we'll be married together.
Wrong. What? Clear it. What date occurs only once every four? Curtis.
Leap year. February 29th.
Right. Name the president from Texas who declared war on Pop. Curtis.
Tyler.
Wrong. What kind of doctor specializes in skin disease? Bob.
Skin doctor.
Wrong. Who is the wife of a puppet named Punch? Curtis.
Judy.
Right. Time is up. Curtis wins it. The strangest speed round I have ever encountered. A doctor who specializes in skin diseases is, of course, a doctor who specializes in skin diseases. That is a skin doctor, yes. He also happens to be a dermatologist, as a matter of fact. The president who declared war on poverty from Texas was not Johnson, Lyndon Johnson. Yes, a little. All for one and one for all. What did you say, Bob?
And we'll all be married together.
We'll all be married together. Which is kind of weird if you're Three Musketeers friends, I gotta tell you. What kind of animal is a terrapin?
Turtle.
That's a turtle, that's right. No, it's not a feline animal, it's a turtle, but you were close. An animal measured in hands
horse.
Is not a giraffe,
horse.
It's a horse. The person who starred in the title role, I don't even care. We gotta say goodbye to Rick and Bob. Rick, I'm sorry you didn't pick up anything along the way. Bob, you got that gold flatware, which obviously thrilled you all to pieces, and the cash for $705. But Curtis Warren is going to take some money away from us after that speed round, whether he deserves it or not. Let's go up there to the winner's board. That was the strangest speed round. But you had the lead. So, Curtis, you are right now going to win either $3,000 in cash or $10,000 in cash. It's going to be one or the other. Let's get serious. And let's get up there to that board. And there we have just two numbers up there on the board. It is our policy on Sale of the Century. When we get down to two prizes, there's no match to be made. We put one up for one prize and one for the other. In this case, somewhere is $3,000 in cash, somewhere $10,000 in cash. And I don't know which one it is myself. Are you going to use a scientific method of deciding which one you're going to pick?
Right here.
Flip a coin,
I'm
right?
Flip a coin.
All righty.
Let's see, heads for five and tails for eight.
All righty. And it's heads.
So
does that mean you
that
want...
That means I want number eight.
He wants number... All right, your decision, number eight. And he wins three.
Oh, well, that's okay.
That's all right. I must show you right here because obviously the other one was right there. $10,000 was there. But you've got yourself $3,000 in gold cash. White Sharon, congratulate him. Summer's got a little suitcase for him with $3,000 in cash. Congratulations. Well, I wish you had picked the 10, but you can't be too complaining about $3,000 in cash. Any idea what you might use it for?
We're going to buy a house.
Yeah? Oh, that's terrific. That is one of the nicest things, I must say, with players on the show, when somebody wins a lot, so many times they've said that it, in some way we've helped change their life for the better. And that is the nicest thing that we could possibly do for nice people like you. Congratulations, $3,000 richer, and still one big prize left to go. I'll tell you about it right after this. Way to go. I wish you got the 10, but you got
the win.
There's
a switch showing yourself.
Back again with our champion, Curtis Warren, and his wife, Sharon. And you just decided at the last minute to go against the coin toss.
That's okay.
And it was a difference of $7,000.
$3,000 is nothing to sneeze at.
No, that is not too bad at all. And now there is just that one prize left up there. That's all. $10,000 in cash. You win on the next show, you are $10,000 richer. You win on the next show, and we can talk about this.
$50,000 in cash!
So you are closing in on some big things, and along the way, not too bad. Curtis Warren's got himself $72,262 in cash and prizes, and he will go for $10,000 next time on Sail of the Century.
Bye-bye.
Prices are manufacturer-suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.